episode 232, Have Hope.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio.
Happy day, beautiful. How are you feeling today? I hope you're on fire. Well, are you? Well, today you have a ray of hope. You are going to definitely have hope by the end of this. Listen up, tune in, because today is your day to be inspired to action. You know, when those days are long and all seems bad, have hope. Absolutely, positively have hope. When your children come home from a bad day at school, have hope. Oh my goodness. I can remember our middle one, because we have five, so we actually have a middle child. Ashley, she came home and she goes, "Man, Mom, I think you need to do a podcast on when you have a bad first day at school." Well, it wasn't necessarily bad, but she was challenged by the ability of the kids within her class. They weren't quite up to speed like she wanted to be. I mean, her goal is to get 4.0 all 4 years. That's her personal goal. And, well, you can say most of her classmates in all of her classes do not reflect that goal. So it made her a little uneasy. But ultimately, she had a good day after she talked it out. As your hubby shuts you out from conversation, not because of you, however, just his way of dealing with stress at work, have hope. After going to the doctor's office and you still aren't sure what's happening with your health, have hope. Turning the news on and watching the live shooting of a TV journalist and photographer, have hope. The world seems all bad at times. Bills take up space in your mailbox, but the funds are still tight in the bank account. You still can have hope. It's times like these that your faith is what carries you through. Storms are scary. Not knowing makes you nervous. Have hope. God is with you. He doesn't abandon you. He loves you and shines his light down upon you. As life's hurdles get harder to jump, have hope and leap into God's arms. He longs to hold you tight. Are there days that you just want to be held so tight because everything around you seems to be crumbling? Yeah, we all have those days. Well, and if everything is going your way, which, you know, sometimes you're on cloud nine and you may be cloud nine to the exponential 10. If that's what's happening to you, then leap into God's arms anyway with gratitude. You see, God is there to embrace you. Have hope. God is there to encourage you. Have hope. God is there to love you. Have hope. Maybe he's not physically standing next to you where you can touch his face and pull on his hair and say, "Hey, dude, you got this, right?" But he is there. He is present in your life. Be present as he wants to be present with you. Have hope. Never lose sight of the blessings God has given you. No blessing is too small to celebrate. Think about it. That little extra, maybe $1.50 on your paycheck may not seem like a lot, but over time, it does add up to something. Maybe it's one night out on the town, an extra dinner for you and your spouse. That is a little blessing. It's the little things that do matter. And God, man, he majors in the minors also. He cares about the little things. Have hope. In watching the news today, I was totally struck and taken back as I was sending my children off to school and we were taking back to school pictures and we were having just this wonderful time. And on my phone, because I actually had my big camera, my little phone camera. And so on my phone pops up that there was a shooting live on TV. Even as something as drastic as that. And in other countries, you may be in one of those countries right now listening. And having that happen is kind of a norm to you. But have hope. There truly is still hope. God is present. He wants to embrace you. Remember, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Have hope today. Don't lose sight of it. Even though as your world crumbles around you, as the struggles happen, as the storms pass, even the big, huge, destructive ones, the tornadoes, God is present. Have hope. You see, that's the really big difference in life. Those who want to take their success truly to eternity, they're not tuned into the earthly blessings. They're tuned into the heavenly ones. Because guess what? God always has your back in the good and the bad, and especially those horrible, horrific storms that come your way. Whether it's your health or your relationships, your children, maybe it's just starting a new schedule. Maybe it's your new business and you are stuck and you feel like I've wasted all this time and I should be so much further along. Still have hope. Hope exists. It does. It's there. We all long for it. God is holding it for you. Have hope. He is your hope. Talk to him today. Reach out. Don't dismay and don't sit here and hold everything in. Go for a walk. Find some quiet space and just be frank with him. He wants to be there for you. He desires to be present in your life. Have hope. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Remember today, have hope. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.